hog hole. It's a little bigger than the...
Can you tell me about some of the flowers and trees you have here? Flowering trees or bushes or that sort of thing?
Well, about the only flower or tree is these creek myrtles, I reckon.
Yeah.
No, I had some more bushes on this side of the house, but I don't know the name of them things. In the tree form, all right, bush, but...
You got one with a big white flower and shiny green leaves?
No, I don't think we had it.
Magnolia? Yeah.
Back in the woods down here, yeah, they're growing down there, yeah.
And you don't get... You get a laurel of any sort around here, or...
Of which?
Laurel, or you don't get that? I need to ask you, when you eat a piece of chicken, the small piece that you take and children try and fool around with, you know, you take it.
Pulley bones.
But do you know the story behind it? Can you tell me any stuff folks know about that?
No, I don't know. I know why.
What happens when you pull it apart and break it?
Break it, and whoever get the shortest teeth get married first or something. I don't know. I've heard that, but...
How would you call a cow in from the pasture?
Different ways you can call a cow.
Okay, could you give me some good, strong, you know... calls, but like in the South, we all say, Coink! Something like that. What do y'all say?
We always say, Swook! I can't call.
You say what? Go ahead and do it, what?
Yes. Swook!
Yeah,
something like that. And
what if you were going to... I'm sorry, go ahead.
And I had a cow here a few years ago,
yeah,
and I'd call him in by whistling. I'd whistle, and the old cow, whenever they heard me, had one old cow that would low,
yeah,
and directly the others go to low, and I'd whistle again. Wouldn't be long before we had a whole bunch of cows. But these, I never fooled with them. A much older cow, they got shed of them, and these young ones, I got where I can't whistle to do no good.
How do you call a calf in from the field?
That's the same way you would a cow. You instead of saying sue cow, you say sue calf.
Okay. And what would you say to make your horses or mules turn left or right when you were plowing them?
Well, we always said G for right and haw for left.
Okay.
Go left.
If you're... How would you get a horse in from the pasture? How would you call a horse in?
Well, we'd use a whistle for him.
Whistle?
And, yeah.
Anything else?
Well, we use a whistle and tell him, come on, cope.
Cope? Like that?
Yeah.
Okay. Now, you get on a horse and put your feet in the...
stirrups.
Okay, and then to get him... What do you hold in your hand? You
bridle reins.
The reins, okay. And you say you want to get him started. You say to him what? You
get up or cluck to him.
Here, like that. Okay. What if you wanted him to really take off? He'd been kind of trotting along.
Tell him to wrap the far out of him and tell him to get going.
Yeah. What do you say to a horse when you want to get him? When you want to get him into a buggy, when you're backing him into a buggy?
Tell him back up.
Back up? Would you say that?
Back.
And when you want to stop him, you say?
Whoop.
Whoop.